This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is putting our possessions in the proper perspective. And I recently had this thought as I was visiting with my grandmother, Mrs. Mildred Prim. And we were in her closet, and it caused me to have a flashback of a child experience of a very valuable lesson she taught me once while in her room. So I'm playing around in her room. She's out shopping. She comes in and has this beautiful pencil skirt and gorgeous jacket to match. And I thought, wow, where are you going and when are you going to wear that? And I'll never forget what she said to me. She said, young lady, I will be wearing this outfit to church first. And I thought, wow, really? And it was not like she was raised to do that. No one asked her to do it. It was her own intimate way of acknowledging that this beautiful outfit had come from God, that he was the ultimate provider. He had given her the provision to go out, and this was just her own personal way of acknowledging where her gifts had really come from. But she also taught me in that moment not to let your possessions preoccupy you, and never prioritize your possessions over your Father. The scripture today is Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss the detriments of old habits. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.